Blog Talk Radio. my goodness gracious. It's so beautiful. It's so good. It's so good here at Soul Art Records Radio. I'm so blessed because of this music, because of my friends. And we just, you know, I mean, I tell you, it makes me so happy, this music. But anyway, hold on. Hello, everyone. How are you doing around the globe? May God bless you and be with you. And I'm so glad to be here on Throwback Thursday, old school Thursday, whatever you want to call it. We are just going to have a good time. And as I'm talking, I have the biggest smile on my face. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be doing this. And much love. Thanks, Greg, for posting a picture of your mom. That's so beautiful. And, you know, all you guys, I got Astrid up there when she was 0 years old. 0. And so it's just so awesome. Everybody's so cool, so sweet, so beautiful. Oh man, I'm excited, and this music makes me feel that way. You hear that music in the background? Oh my goodness, just hold on. Oh yeah, hold on. He said he's coming, so you guys, y'all get ready to kick back, relax. We got a couple of hours of just, you know, we're just gonna throw it back and have a good time and stuff. And oh, man, look at this flyer Greg made. What is he doing? This guy is busy. Look at that. I hope you guys are good. We're about to have a serious thunderstorm. It's just been raining all week. And it was, the thunder was so loud the other night. Just, you know, made you want to jump out the bed and go, what is going on? Who's on my roof? Sound like somebody's on the roof with a big hammer. Bam! Like, whoa, whoa. And I felt bad for my horses, you know, the animals outside, you know. And, but, you know, they're, you know, God protects them. So they all good. And, man, that's a beautiful picture, Greg. Thank you. I love it. But anyway, guys, we're going to get busy with this music and have a good time. And thanks. I got Astrid, she's still awake right now, guys, so we kind of lucky, right? You know how she does. She gets sleepy real quick. They're on another time zone, and plus she's gone back to work now because God blessed her and healed her body, and so she's back. She is back to work, and she's doing baseball and working and radio station stuff. She's all over the place, so she gets sleepy like a little girl, you know. I'm sleepy now. All right, guys. Anyway, we're going to get going here on Soul Art Records Radio. I love my family, my Soul Art family. You guys are so awesome. Much love to all of you guys, and may God be a blessing to you and your family and your friends, and may God protect you guys and heal you for any diseases or anything that may, God knows what's going on with you, okay? So God, you know what's going on. Take care of my friends. Take care of their loved ones and protect them and keep them safe. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Y'all, hey, this is not Sunday, is it? No, but you know, we can pray every day, all the time, anytime you want to. Just do what you do, okay? All right, let's go back. 67.
You're
that music just made you so happy. I'm telling you, it is. I just can't get it out of my system. I'm feeling like, what is wrong with me? I'm just too happy. I'm bouncing around here. And I remember there were people at my school that didn't like it because I was too happy. He's too happy of a guy. He's always happy. What's wrong with him? Like, why? I'm happy just to be in school and away from my dad who made me work all the time. You don't know why I'm happy. But a lot of the times that's part of the reason why I was happy. I didn't have to work. Ooh, my dad, boy, he had me working hard and you know, and it was all good. He was just, you know, teaching me and training me and getting me ready for life, I guess. I don't know. But I was just happy. I was a happy kid. And this music, it makes me very happy as well. And I just love it. You know, I remember being really young and my parents would, my mom really, my dad was a preacher, so he didn't really listen to old school music. I don't think I ever heard him listen to old school music. But my mom would listen to this old school music, her and her sisters, and they would have parties and stuff over. My mom would always go to her sister's house because she couldn't have a party at our house. So she'd go over to her sister's house and drag us along. We all go and hang out and have a good time and enjoy our cousins and stuff. And in the background, that music was just playing in the background, and everybody was so happy. They were drinking too. We were just kids. I was wondering why they were smiling all the time. They were pretty happy too. But I know that my uncle was getting his drink on all the time. And so, but they, you know, they were just so happy in the music. But the music did something to me. It impacted me in a way, and it was so powerful. But I remember this particular song that I want to play you. That, you know, I remember the ladies in the house whenever Joe Simon would start singing, they would just go, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. They get so excited. They're like, man, they got a crush on that guy. They're going to get in trouble. They're going to get in trouble. And my mom, I used to look at my mom sideways. Mom, what's wrong with you? It's just a singer. But, you know, those were emotions, right, that happened. When they heard these songs, it just did exactly to them what it did to us, you know, make you take you back and make you feel this very special way about a moment, a very special moment. And so I remember my mom having those moments. I was like, Lord. So here I am now, 40, 50, 60 years later. I am now, you know, playing this music, and I get the same feeling that, you know, they used to get, and I don't get excited, you know, to hear certain voices, but I get excited to hear certain songs, you know. And there are certain artists that do have that impact. When you hear their voice, you go, whoa, whoa. So, you know, these are things that we learn and we develop and stuff as we get older. But as a child, I was judging big time. Mom, I can't believe you're acting like this. So anyway, let's keep this music going on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Fox. This is Joe Simon.
I've been down one time, and I've been down two times. But now I'm drowning in the sea of love. Let me tell you all about it. I've been out here so very long. I've lost all of my direction. Baby, when you came my way, I thought I had found my protection. But a strong wind came into my life. Falling from my eyes.
Bye. Bad luck.
Beautiful song. I sing it sometimes just randomly. It just comes to my head and I'm just singing to myself. And I just love that. You know, have you ever thought about the words to some songs that maybe you haven't really paid attention to? And in that particular song, I mean, you know, she's saying that, you know, she was cool, but then she realized, she was cool with you being gone, but then she realized that it's not cool that you're gone. I mean, one last bell to answer. I mean, these things are things that she wanted to do for you, for the one she loved, right? And so we think that when you hear it, you think it's, you know, less of a headache for me. But basically what they're saying indirectly is that, why did he leave me? Why is it like this? Why I want to do those things for the one I love. It is so beautiful. You know, when you get caught up in doing for others that you really love, I mean, and you don't, it's not work when you love someone. It's not a duty. It's your heart that is driving the machine. And so you don't feel the pressure of doing for someone that you love. You just do, right? And when that's gone, it's like, whoa. And you can name all the things that you did, but when you were doing them, it was not a big deal. It was just something beautiful. It was something you desired and something we want to do for the people that we love. And so let's just think about that when we get to the point, I think, in our relationships where, you know, I'm tired of you. You're getting on my nerves. Let's just think about, you know, if they're not there or something happens. You know how life is. And we wish they were there. So let's be a little slow at our anger and a little quicker at our thinking about what's the best thing for all, for overall. This music is just so special to me, and it's really blessed me for so many years. And I remember as a young man, back in the 70s, when I graduated from high school, I was in the band and got to play the music for our graduation class, which was fun. Simon Gratz High School. And it was fun. I was supposed to graduate in 75, but I ended up graduating in 76. The bicentennial year, and that I would have graduated on time, but my parents decided to send me to another state, and they held me back. They put me back a grade, which was really upsetting to me, but anyway, such is life. And so anyway, getting back to the story, as I was playing, I hear this song all the time, and I remember the impact that the song had on me then, even in rehearsal. And I was just, it was so joyful, and it's such a blessing, and it still is today. And that's what I love about music, because it holds its value, you know. And it's so good. It's so good to me. So it's one of my favorite songs, my favorite all-time songs, and one of my favorite songs from the Isley Brothers. Here we go. Let's enjoy together on Solar Records Radio. And maybe we should all think about the message from this song as to how we can contribute to our community, to our world, to our families. It's a great message in this song. Talking about trains. All right, OJ. Get on the the love train, and that's what we've been preaching over here at Solar Records Radio to each other. Let's just get on the love train and get off the hate train. Come on, man. We don't have time for that. You know, we only get so many years to be on this planet together, and then we go into the abyss. But a lot of people, we don't know because we've never been there. It's just we're going to heaven, and we don't even know what that's really going to be. We have no idea. As a matter of fact, do you remember when you realized you were living? Hold it. Wait a minute. You know, I can't remember. I cannot remember when I realized I was living, like I was a being. I remember just being a kid one day. But there was a whole lot of time I went through, you know, get my diapers changed, being fed, you know, playing with, you know, my family. But I don't remember those days. I can't remember. I think the day that I realized that I was really living is when my mom dropped me off at kindergarten. And I was like, whoa, I've never been separated from you. You can't do this. That was a wake-up call. It's like, whoa, hold on, no. And I cried. She felt so bad, and she left. She was leaving. She was trying to leave. And she went down the steps, and she was going out the building. And then as she got down to the bottom of the steps, and she heard me, I ran out of the classroom, ran to the top of the steps, and I was screaming from the top of my lungs, from what I heard. But I remember that. I remember that moment. It was shocking that my mom is leaving me with strangers. And a lot of them, all these kids, all these, you know, I was like, what is going on here? But I didn't have the mentality to, it was just wrong. And you know when something's wrong, right? And it was just, whoa, what is happening? And so I cried, and she turned around, she started coming back up the steps. And as she was coming up the steps, the teacher came out and said that she had cookies and milk. That was it. You have cookies and milk? She says, yes, you want some cookies and milk? And I go, yes. And she took me. I turned around. I was like, bye, Mom. My mom's like, what? He's going to go back for cookies and milk over me? And she didn't say that out loud, but I know she must have been thinking that. And so I turned around. I was good to go. But that's the day I kind of realized that I'm alive. I'm something. I'm a being. And what's going on here? So, you know, I just have to say that we really have to figure out this thing. We have to figure out what it is that causes us to be so disrespectful to each other when we don't understand what the other person is going through. How could we be so hard on each other? How could we be so insensitive to other people's feelings? Like, what is it in us that makes us feel that we are good enough or better than the other person, that we can sit there and put them down and make them into a joke, and to lift ourselves up? Why do we have this darkness in us? We should think about that and try to figure out a way. Remember your parents used to say, I'm going to wash your mouth out, boy, with soap. We need to wash our souls. We need to figure out how to cleanse ourselves from the inside out. We need to think about how we're navigating and just try to be a little more caring, a little more loving, a little more appreciative that you're even here, that you're still alive. that God has blessed you. And you think about those things, maybe you could be a little more caring. Oh, my friends, they're posting milk and cookies now. There, you guys are crazy. And but it's really important. The love train, no joke. We really need to become a harvest for the world and loving each other. Greg posted the lyrics to that song. If you are on Facebook on our page, you can see it. It's on a Solar Records radio page, I think. And you could see it. Those words. I mean, it's no joke. And we really need to just humble ourselves and get over ourselves. Sometimes we, you know, and we're human. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to say things out of anger. We're going to say things without thinking. We're going to do things, you know, without thinking. And so we just have to slow down, just slow down a little bit, right? And try to be a better part of humanity, you know? And so anyway, guys, all right, so we got about another 57 minutes left in the show. This is Wardell Potts Jr. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, and we are still in the 70s here. This is 1972, The Spitters.
your people way behind. Cause it ain't no
These guys were obviously legends in the city of Philadelphia. And okay, there we go. Let me just make sure I see my managers, everybody's coming on board here. Yes, we can still hear you. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. This music is really a blessing. So technical difficulties sometimes just jump in and it does what it does, just like life does what it does, and we have to make the adjustments properly, right? So here we go. Anyway, I'm making an adjustment in the middle of the show. So McFadden and Whitehead over at Philly International was absolutely amazing. And I mean, they had a groove. That song right there was so big. It was so, so powerful. And it resonated in my life. It was just something that it's been with me all my life. I still love it to this day. I can't get over, I think it's just all the musicianship that was involved in that song, the way that it was laid down, the power behind the music, which was the lyric, the concept is no stopping us now. We're on the move. We got that groove, right? And so for me, I remember being in the studio and recording music, recording songs for Solar, and that song was one of the most, like, in my brain songs, and I remember always hearing it. I told you Philly had an impact on me. Philly International had an impact on me, and it's something that will never change, just because of, we are a product of our environment, right? And so, yes. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you, and it's just so sad that the way that these brothers, they left us, I mean, murder. They were murdered separately. And I'm like, what is going on? I remember one of them was trying to stop someone from hurting someone else and got murdered in the process. They were just there cleaning their car. And I'm not sure of which one it was, but it's so sad. They were just awesome. And I love those guys. And I thank them for their contribution to the music industry. How they influenced so many people. So many musicians. Okay, and one died from cancer. Yeah, so it's so sad that but it's beautiful at the same time, and because what they've done, they left their mark, and I'm blessed because of it. See, on January the 27th, 2006, McFadden died of liver cancer, I guess. And lung cancer. He was only 56 years old, same age as my dad. And let me see, on May the 11th, 2004, Whitehead was murdered on the streets outside of his Philadelphia home studio while standing aside. I think that's what this is, standing aside. My screen is moving as a young man made. Don't move, screen. Okay, stop texting. That's what's happening. As a young man, let me see, where is it at now? Made repairs to his SUV. There he was, shot once by one of the several unknown gunmen who then fled. The case remains unsolved. Whitehead was dead at the age of 56 years old. And it's really sad, right? I mean, come on, 56, that's so young. That's the age my dad was, too, when he died. He had a tumor in his esophagus. I don't mean to make this a sad time, but it's just the reality that we live in, right? And that's why I said so many crazy things happen, and we all need to recognize that and try to do the opposite, because life is going to do what it does, and people, lives are just taken away from them randomly. They didn't even know they were about to die. You know, some stuff just happens. One of my best friends in the world was on his way to get a haircut, and he had a heart attack and died. It's so... We have to be real sensitive, you know, to and think about the gift of life. Think about the opportunities that we have to be a blessing to each other. And so anyway, so back then, the music was just fun, uplifting, and had this amazing Motown started that run out. Philly International came in, and they did their thing right here. You hear what's happening. And then all of a sudden, like in the middle of the, like, what, 75 or something like that, 76, something like that, then who, what was that, disco? Man, it just came. And it came, and it just took over, and it did what it did. And it was just... impact the dance floor. It took over. It was a whole new thing, and people were jumping to it and going, whoa, what is this? This is different. It was because, remember, disco was uplifting. It was exciting. People were feeling good and happy, and life was good. You know, mortgages were people were making money on their homes. People were able to buy homes now, and things were, you know, people that couldn't buy their homes were now able to buy homes. Life was good, and the Civil War would come to an end, and kind of. And things were getting better. Life was getting better for all Americans and people around the world. The life was getting better. And so disco came with that real positive impact. And this lady really made a big fight.
Listen to the music and let your body move.
Music feeling good.
Now get on up on the floor, 'cause we're gonna boogie, boogie, boogie till you just can't boogie no more.
Hi, I'm Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band, and I'd like to say hello to all our fans in Holland. The Avro Radio and Television Tip of the Week is, I'm your boogeyman.
Holland, go ahead, Amsterdam. Come on.
I'm your boogeyman. We'll be right back.
I was having a solar party. And the music just cut off. Listen to that. This is crazy. Anyway, guys, so I just want to say to you real quickly here is that music started changing. Things started happening just like technology happens right now, right? And music started changing. That groove was so powerful by Casey. And they Casey and the Sunshine Band gave it that extra thing. It gave it that extra thing. And so music started moving and getting heavier and heavier at the bottom. And then...
Good time.
Goes on and on and on, and that was 1979, and that's when the music went back to R&B, classy R&B, when Motown started out. And so I just want to say, oh, by the way, I got the chance to play on that song too. Hey, all right, shut up, Waddell. I don't like to give myself props, but I like to say, well done. Anyway, I still, you know, it's still a blessing. I got the chance to be on a song with Leon Silvers, The Whispers. Man, I'm rocking and rolling. I'm having a good time. Anyway, guys, I love you and appreciate you. I hope that you have a great rest of your day and be blessed and stuff. And thank you so much for hanging out with us today on Solar Records Radio. Tomorrow we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. And so come hang out with us as we go down memory lane with that. That was a time, and that's what I'm talking about. The song you just heard is from Solar Records. So come hang out with us tomorrow and be blessed. And thank you for hanging out with us today. And like I said, I hope you enjoyed yourself. Good night. Thanks, Greg. Thanks to Greg and Astrid. Thank you guys so much. Love all of you guys. Bye-bye. God, for everything that you do. Father, I just ask a special blessing over all of my brothers and sisters, my friends around the world, and my friends that help us here at Soul Eye Records Radio. We just ask that you bless them, bless their family, keep them safe, keep them healthy. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. Good night, everyone.